Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Ben, are we doing this other question you text me?
Why am I never in on anything anymore? Seriously, I feel like, what's her name? That film I watched where they give her up and downers and just roll her on stage. She performs and then put back to bed. Judith Chalmers.
Judith Chalmers?
You know what I mean? Judy Garland. Only I could get them. You know who I meant. Hi, I'm Judy Garland.
Renee Zellweger is. Wish you were here.
Hi, I'm Judy Garland, and we wish you were here.
I think Ben's too young to know who Judith Chalmers was.
Or Judy Garland, to be fair. Anyway, what you thick as thieves used to. You said you got something planned, right? Are you ready to start?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to another Weekend Release, our bonus podcast, where we see how much extra content we can squeeze in, random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas. Yeah. You all right?
Yes. That's possibly my favourite thing.
Was it?
This time next week I'll be home. Hopefully.
Oh, will ya?
Yeah.
Oh, will ya?
Thank
you. Oh, how's it been overall? How would you describe your trip?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, Oman is a wonderful place. Come and see it when you can. Wonderful country. Lovely hotels.
Hashtag ad.
Stayed in most of them. It's lovely. Very nice. And I mean, I thought I'd come here and I thought, oh, fantastic, I'll lose weight because I can go to the gym, I can swim, I can move about, I can go on walks. They don't let you go 5 minutes without sticking some hummus in your face. I mean, they force feed you. And to say no...
Is that where hummus is from?
Well, no, it's I think hummus is Lebanese, actually, but it's sort of... They have very good hummus here. The hummus that you get here versus the hummus that we get at home, worlds apart.
I didn't know that. I always associate hummus with... what's she called? I'm getting people mixed up again. She owns Norwich. She does Waitrose.
Delia Smith.
Delia Smith, because when I first ever heard of hummus, I was watching Harry Hill's TV Burp.
Right.
And she was going... Ben knows it, and if you're about my age, you remember it. She called hummus, and every time she said hummus, Harry Hill kept interrupting it and going, hummus, and I always associated it with her. And then I remember having it for the first time when I was at uni. I was like, you know, all right, this.
It's very nice.
Oh, I've not had hummus in ages. Yeah, so there we go.
So, yes, anyway, that's a man.
There you go. Should we have our first bit of response, please, William Hanson?
Yes. Hello, William, Jordan and Ben. I hope you are all well. I don't have a problem per se, but I did discover something that may interest you or, more likely, will make William and Ben laugh and make Jordan squirm. We all know Jordan has penned some beautiful writing in Wilfred and Justin. Well, and Ben and I did as well, thank you very much. And we also know how much he appreciates a wide range of literature.
Wilfred and Justin, see last series for details.
If you must. As such, I made it absolutely necessary to make you aware of a recent discovery made by my younger sister. She's a big user of the site Wattpad, where people write stories. Often these are love stories featuring the likes of actors like Tom Holland, singers like Harry Styles, or fictional characters like Captain America, and a protagonist who is supposed to be relatable to the reader as the lucky lady or gentleman.
Oh, it's like that sex fiction that they do with One Direction and stuff, isn't it? Yeah. Weird, all that.
My sister also told me that our Jordan stars as the dashing romantic lead of a few of his own Austin-esque tales.
Shut up. Shut up. No.
I greatly miss Wilfred and Justin. And believe you guys, acting out one of these would fill the void left in so many of our hearts.
Are you joking?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to delete my search history and bleach my eyes. No offence meant, however, I'm a lesbian, so the idea of Jordan as Romeo does very little for me. Sweet dreams, Clara.
Wow.
Well, Clara, we might all be becoming lesbians after I read you some of...
No. Mate, don't. Is this what people have wrote fan fiction? Is that what it is? Fan fiction? Ugh! About me?
Shall I read you some?
Shut the front door. Are you serious? Don't.
So it followed, just for context, this follows your journey in the jungle.
What?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What?
I'm just skimming through the pages. As the soap stars Bev and Shane headed off to compete in an assigned challenge, Jordan and Annabelle had taken their Mew Mew covered forms back to the sleeping quarters to get changed. The Northman slipped on his clean pair of trousers, taking a seat on the edge of his bed before he watched Annabelle pull off her Mew Mew. I don't know what that is, leaving her in her thermal leggings and sports bra. His eyes ran over her figure and the curve of her waist.
I can't do this. I can't.
His eyes ran over her figure and the curve of her waist before he held out his arms and called her over.
I can't do this.
Annabelle smiled before making her way to the topless man, giggling wildly when he pulled her down on top of him.
I've gone cold. This is weird.
Jordan grinned cheekily at the girl as their skin brushed against one another, leaving their hearts beating wildly and pulses rising. I think I like this new position. I bet you do, she muttered teasingly. She could feel his trousers against her own after all. Her hand traced over his chest before luring her fingers to his stomach. That had lost the ounces of baby fat he once had. She gives and she takes. You're getting a six-pack. Am I? He gasped in excitement, looking down at his own stomach. Bloody hell, I've never seen that before. The pair sat up in the lookout tower. Annabelle's head rested on Jordan's shoulder as he toyed with her fingers. Thank God it said fingers. The comfortable silence they relished in was broken softly as the Northman spoke. I know we haven't actually been on a date or anything, but I feel like I've known you my whole life. Annabelle smiled as she lifted her head to look at him. I know what you mean. Is it crazy, he turned to face her, to feel so strongly about someone you've only just met? If it is, then I am. I love you, Jordan North.
Oh, God. Wow. That's a lot to take in. Wow.
Ben's just directed me to page 9. This comes earlier on in the story from what we've just done. The Roberts girl let out a laugh as AJ, oh, now I'm interested, spun her before she found herself in someone's arms, a smile on her face as she looked up to Jordan, her hands planted against his chest. Well, hello there. I can dance too, you know, he grinned. Annabelle couldn't help but return it. Beverly let out a laugh. Yeah, she would. Oh, I can't wait to see this. You're going to be drooling all over me, Bev. Just you wait, Jordan joked as he led Annabelle to sit down before grabbing his Burnley scarf. As the boy danced sexily to the music he made with his mouth, Annabelle clapped for him, laughing as he slithered his scarf all over his body, before tugging it between his legs. How am I supposed to keep my hands off you after that? I wouldn't be complaining, he grinned cheekily as the campmates cheered and laughed at his antics. His moves truly didn't have any rhythm nor sensuality, but Jordan loved it all the same. It was so Jordan in italics.
This makes Wolfen and Justin look
like a Biff and Chip novel.
Shakes. Jesus Christ, I don't even know where to begin.
Jordan looked over immediately, his face set in a concerned frown as Annabelle sluggishly made her way over to him. How are you feeling, babe? When he reached his arms out, Annabelle fell into them, her head coming to rest on his shoulder as he pulled her legs across his lap on the plush red chair. She didn't say
right,
anything.
Right, hang on. Are we playing Twister here or what? Where are my legs and her head? I'm totally lost here.
She didn't say anything, not until she reached up and ran her fingers over his newly clean shaven face. You look good. Jordan smiled, his cheeks flushing lightly. You think so? You make my tummy flutter, she mumbled sleepily, snuggling into his shoulder as a concerned Vernon covered her with his cashmere blanket. Jordan watched at her as her eyes fluttered shut, a soft smile crossing his face as he raised his knuckle to brush her hair out behind her. You make my tummy flutter too, princess. The other celebrities watched the boy and the look in his eyes, and he smiled. It was truly a joy to see, and they knew no one deserved Annabelle Roberts quite like Jordan North. Wow.
I mean, who is Annabelle Roberts? And why, in a weird way, do I want to hear more of this? Like,
well,
mate, I'm absolutely, like, I think I know what people say when they're speechless now. Shit the bed.
That's the other story.
I think we're going to have to finish there.
I don't really know. If anyone wants to write any fan fiction with me and Ben, not together, I don't mean together, I don't mean like that. No.
What?
I mean, we could be together, but in separate rooms. Wow. I mean, we'll bring back Wilfred and Justin.
Is there anything in there about me and Shane in the shower?
No, but when I first opened this document... There is.
I don't want to read that. Maybe we'll save that for another one. I can't...
When I opened the document for the first time, all I saw was the word swallowing. We've saved you from that bit.
If you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com with anything that you want. Look, if this episode hasn't proven that you can send us anything you want and we will read it out, then I don't know what will. We also love hearing back from the people we have offered advice to. So if that's you, please do get... I'm flummoxed. It's put me right off my banana bread, that.
Have you still got some left?
Yeah. I'm going to have some with a brew after this.
I'm going to have a paracetamol.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lie down.
On Annabelle?
Yeah. You fucking...
You bastard. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.